And a good Friday morning. I'm Mike Allen here on the Eagle 93.5. That sound means it is once again time for This Week in Real Estate with Mr. Bob Zadora, the Z Team with Century 21 Lemack Realty. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Mike. We're here this morning. We have Chris Nasari from Nasari Home Mortgages as our guest. We're going to talk about mortgage rates and how you see the future going forward in 2024.
Great, Bob. Everything's looking a lot better than it looked about the last 3 months of last year.
Yes, so sir.
We're excited about 2024 and rates pulling down and where we're going from here.
And so we're seeing the rate, with the rates dropping, the prices are still holding pretty well. Do you think that we're going to continue along this path of rates coming down?
Absolutely. We think that probably by March to May, we're going to start seeing the Federal Reserve pull back on rates. So we're looking for about 0.75 point to on a pullback from the Federal Reserve from about March, May to the end of the year.
And those are what we used to call the prime rate.
Right, right. Yeah, Fed funds rate. So they'll pull that back. And usually our markets have actually reacted to already to the talk about the pullback in rates. So that's why we've seen in probably in the last 30 days, we've seen a drop of 0.75 point or so on the interest rates.
Even though the rates, the mortgage rates aren't based on that prime rate, there's more of a 10-year rate, kind of a guide.
Right, a correlation, yeah. If you follow the 10-year treasury, it'll kind of give you an indication of rates going up and down.
But not necessarily the number, but the direction.
Yeah, yeah. Like rates are around 4% on the 10-year treasury right now. So if you see that starting to drop, that will be a correlation to the 30-year fixed rate, maybe at 6.5. And if the 10-year drops a half point, you can see the rate on the 30-year drop about a half point.
So if people that are looking to buy, now is actually a very good time to buy. There's 317 homes on the market, allowing much more choices. And I think people would rather be sitting in their living room with their new home instead of up fighting for a home and working on either getting a rate reduction, refinancing, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, especially with what we've been following in the price prediction on homes, that when rates drop back down, that we're going to see prices on homes increase 10 to 14%. So it's a better time to buy right now because you'll have more equity and you can always refinance. And we expect that to be a viable option in the next 12 to 16 months. So versus waiting to buy and home prices jump on you, you're really looking at the same payment. So now's the time to buy.
Yeah, and it's a much easier to change that rate, like you say, going forward.
Yeah, and the opportunity, like you said, with there being, you know, 2 to 3 times as many homes on the market as we saw in the low during, you know, COVID, that you have a lot more opportunity and maybe a little more negotiating power as a buyer.
So with that in mind, are people, should people get buyers, should they get pre-approved and have a mortgage lender, have you take a look at their, what they can afford now that they maybe couldn't afford 2 months ago?
Yeah, especially, yeah, because we had a lot of people getting pre-approved in, say, late October, early November, when rates were over 7%, in the mid-7s, and now they have more buying power with the rates dropping down. So I would encourage people that have gotten pre-approved and haven't bought that they need to get pre-approved and see if their buying power has gone up, because, you know, a drop in interest rate of a point or so, I mean, could increase their buying power $25,000, $30,000, which opens up another category of home for them that they couldn't find at
sure.
that time.
Yeah, and it changes the monthly payment. It's something they can, you know, maybe afford a little more house that they couldn't
before. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that's been the problem too, especially with it being low inventories. But now that inventories are picking up, hopefully people can find more things they like.
So, and if somebody's going to come to see you to get pre-approved, what do they need to bring?
You know, usually we're concerned as much on the front end just looking at income numbers. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when we do our initial pre-approval, we're going to ask our clients to bring in whatever correlates to their type of job, whether it's retiree and retiree statements, or if they're W-2 employee, pay stubs, or tax returns if they're self-employed. So we try to go over that real thoroughly over the phone to make sure they bring us what we need so we can get them a hard pre-approval, we say it. We like to see their information and make sure that when they're pre-approved with us, they're really pre-approved.
Because that's true. Because when people come to see us from your office and they have that golden ticket, we know that they're good to go for that amount.
Yep.
There's no doubt about that.
And we know how hard the realtors work, you know, to get something under contract. And we don't want, you know, we want sellers to know that when they're negotiating and they've got a pre-approval, especially from us, that, you know, they've got a viable buyer.
and they know that they can go forward with their plans. Because you're right, it does affect both sides of the deal, obviously, and it's very important to that side. Yeah. So people that have had maybe dings and dents on their credit, what should they do? What's the best?
Well, the best thing that I tell people to do is to get with like us and let us do a soft pull on their credit, then affect their credit and get a plan together for them. Because a lot of things that people think will help their credit may actually be a negative effect on their credit, i.e. paying debts completely off when really you may only need to pay it down at a certain level. So,
and certain debts have more effect on things than others.
Absolutely.
And you would know which ones to pay off.
Paying collections versus paying, you know, credit card debt down. There can be a adverse relationship if you're not doing the right things.
And it's so important for people to understand that they need help trying to get these things done and doing it the right way. That's the important part.
And that's something we always provide for free. I mean, you know, I've told plenty of clients over the year, even if I had to give them a 1-year plan to get their credit fixed.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully I'll be here in a year, you know, and, you know, we constantly have people come back to us, whether it's 3 months or a year later, saying, I did what you did, and we pull credit and they're buying a house.
Yeah. And people appreciate that.
Yeah,
and that's all you want. Just want a straight shooter.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, can we do this or not?
Yeah. I mean, if you're in business, you're in it for the long term, not the short term. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean,
you got to play long ball.
Absolutely. So,
and seeing the numbers of, we were talking earlier about the number of underwriters that aren't in the market anymore because of how the mortgage.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've suffered,
changed.
You know, luckily for the realtors, I felt like that their cash purchases held up until about September this year and started seeing that going away. But, you know, we lost a lot of our finance purchasers, you know, when rates started going up. So we've had at least 40% of the originators over all the country have already acquiesced. They may be, you know, working, you know, other places now.
Yeah. So we're at 6 and some change now. Where do you think we're going to be?
Our year-end look is for our conventional loan rates to be in the 5s, you know, mid to low 5s, and that we may start tapping into the upper 4s on the government stuff. Government loans typically have a little better interest rate than the conventional loans. So we're already doing some government stuff, depending on the loan amount, in the upper 5s. So, you know, we're pretty pumped about getting that rate back down.
And government, our VA or FHA, those types of pro
rural
development type things.
Yep.
So how do people get a hold of you?
They can give us a call at 870-425-8351. That's our Mountain Home office. We're also in Harrison and West Plains.
Okay. And we get good coverage in Harrison and West Plains. So, you know, give Chris Nassari, Nassari Home Mortgage, a call and see what they can do to help you out.
Nice. Hey, have a great week.
You too, pal. Thank you.
Always learning, Bob. I'm always learning. And I'd like to learn about this week in real estate. Let's take a look at this week's numbers.
Yes, sir. This week in real estate, there were 44 new listings came out on the market, 7 commercial properties, 14 parcels of land, 23 homes came out on the market. There were 22 sales, 1 commercial property, 8 parcels of land, but 13 homes sold. They range in price from $55,000 to $700,000. Average sale price this week was $292,000. With 117 days on market. 1 residential property expired, 19 had price changes. So market's still moving forward. Currently there's 317 homes on the MLS. Year to date comparison for all of 23, which would be better. There was 1,071 homes sold. The average sale price last year was $228,000 with 85 days on market. So we're looking forward to a new 2024, and we'll go forward from here.
2023, despite the high interest rates, was not a complete bust. Still had a pretty good number of sales.
It did, and then the prices held up pretty well last year.
And of course, when people need to buy or sell a home, they contact the Z Team.
Yes, they should do that. Call my honey. She's at 870-405-0793, or check out the website, retiredtoarkansas.net.